Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ SC.
And Ricks.
Roll with the Flow out here with
DJ AC
and Wooks is officially fired from this episode, as we said plenty of times. You did not expect that. You did not expect that. We came out with you with for the unexpected. Well, that made
what
no
is
sense.
Wrong with her? Ew.
About it. Anyway, it's that cabbage, man. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So the reason why Wooks isn't here. Because I don't know happened to her. She just walked away.
She walked away
from the shack.
Where'd you go?
I'm like, where'd you go?
I'm out.
She said she's finding a new box or something like that. I don't know. Okay. We gotta change. We gotta edit this out. But look, okay. DJ AC has some very adult topics to talk about.
Me? I don't have adult topics.
She said
topic.
She wants to talk about relationship advice. Actually, it's not an adult topic either.
No, you said
it's
you
just
wanted to talk.
What?
Yeah, you did. You said, let's delete this one and talk about this. That's what you did. That's what you
I
did.
I didn't do that.
Yes,
no, you literally told me right before the last episode that we deleted because it wasn't even that good. We're just randomly just having a conversation like we normally do, but it was just a little, I don't know, it was just weird.
Chaotic.
It was just chaotic. We just went everywhere because my hair was lost and that came out a little strange.
My hair was lost.
This is definitely real hair, guys.
Bye. But yo, I need to stop with this whole thing. I keep, like, acting all... It's not like me to be girly and weird like this.
So do you consider yourself manly?
No! I don't consider myself manly, no. I don't know. I've been just, like, lately I've been, like, more girly and it's so weird. Like, it's, like, not like me. You know? Am I right? Have I been like...
It's been a little strange. More...
Because you're like the more feminine one.
What?
So it's like, yes!
I don't understand what you're trying to say. I mean...
What?
I definitely do not. You know, I'm definitely not the feminine one. I have a deep
voice. You are. Like, I don't understand why, but
deep.
You just like...
Yes!
Stop!
I'm not feminine.
No, like, I'm not even lying. He literally acts like he's like...
I don't know what
he like plays
about.
A role. I don't know, like he'd be like more.
The thing is, right? I have some different person. I have some personality quirks where it makes me act like some different people. Because look, when I'm going through a situation, right?
I'm like,
you gotta be different people, okay? If there's a girl in this situation, nah, I'm a girl. But if there's a guy in this situation and he's trying to beat me up, then I'm the guy. Okay? I have to be sure that I'm ready. And if there's a little crazy person to person, then I'm the guy or the girl or whatever it is. You know, I have to be all the characters. So then my brain knows what to do in every situation. Because I don't know. Some situations just come at you and I don't know what to do. So I have to mentally prepare myself with different characters. So, and sometimes to go...
You be talking to the wall and be like...
What? No. I never do that. You crazy? Like, no. And sometimes...
You want smoke? He's pulling up his pants and all that box. Now. Yeah.
Whoa.
Or he'd be like, ow.
Anyway, and sometimes, you know, to help my... Wooks and DJ AC to understand some things, I have to be the sister. The older sister, okay? Because sometimes they don't understand when the older brother's talking. So I have to be the older sister sometimes, okay? Sometimes it gets a little tiring, but I'm like, look, girl. Okay? That's just how it is, okay? So sometimes I have to be that extra, you know? Because they don't have an older sister. So I have to be.
I don't have an older sister.
Then who's your sister? Did we mention that Wooks is related?
Roman! I mean...
Okay, actually, that doesn't even matter. Roll with the flow! Okay, roll with the flow.
It took me a little while to realize what I did.
Exposing. So anyway, as I was saying... Yeah, so... I feel like that's a very healthy way of... getting ready and prepared for different situations, or by especially business meetings.
Having different personalities in your head.
It's not different personalities.
I mean, I guess. You know, well, that one has a name.
You know, it's just some things, you know. This is coming out really wrong. So, like, when there is a business meeting, right, or a serious problem, right, and you have to go get ready, you're like, I go up to the neighbor's shack, right, because they got two floors, okay. So, I go up there, right, and I start going on the phone, and I say, hello. Hello, Mrs. whatever it is, so-and-so. And then or say something, you know, whatever it is, whatever comes to my mind, whatever sounds right in the situation to be able to say to them.
So he talks to himself and then, on a fake phone call?
Right. Before I get on the phone call, I prepare myself because I don't want to blow any business opportunities that we have, you know, roll with the flow, meet and greets and everything coming on. Or other big things, you know, other things that, you know, I have to do. I just make sure that I'm mentally prepared for it. And I go over my text a million times sometimes. It gets frustrating, but I do that so then everything comes out the right way. I just think it's pretty healthy. And then sometimes it's like when, you know, sometimes when I'm teaching, they don't want to understand it from a boy because they won't. They got to understand it from a girl. Because sometimes I'm like this. Look, I'm out here like this, okay? I tell them, this is about relationship advice, right? I mean, it's going all over the place. So anyway, back to relationship advice. So if I'm going and I'm trying to go tell them, right? I'm like, I don't know. I say whatever. We got to get a Spanish translator on this. I mean, we got to get a...
You need to shut your mouth.
I mean, we need El Rico.
Because oh my god.
It's the cabbage. I know. It's the cabbage. Oh man, that's what happens when you take things from the farm. So don't disclose location. You're never gonna find the shack. So what are we talking about? Oh yeah, so we're gonna have a Spanish translator on here.
Translator?
I mean a Spanish-speaking human being. Oh, my goodness. Translator. Why did I say translator? He will teach us how to speak Spanish because I do not know what I'm saying when I just say random things. And a lot of the time, they are not words. So I would love to speak Spanish one day, and DJ AC would too.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We really would.
Anywho,
back to relationship advice. So, when I'm going over these situations, right, and I'm telling them, and then DJ AC or something, or someone likes to say, oh, roll with the flow. One sec, this is a serious one. Okay, this cabbage is making
me. Well, why are you going over there? Go out there.
Let me just, you know, puff a little bit. And puff means fart. It does not mean smoke. Okay? Anyway, right? I say to DJ AC, right? I say, hey, DJ AC, where are you running? Okay, she'll be back. I just have to talk a little segment. So I say this, right? I say, DJ AC calls me, you know, a little hoe, this, that, you know, whatever. It's just a little word. It's just some words, you know? I say, why do you say that? She goes, because you playing them. I said, how am I playing somebody if I'm not playing with my life? And then DJ AC's out here like, yeah, she thinks this and this and this. I said, so? And then some people say that it's heartless. I say that I'm using my heart less. I'm not being a hoe.
All right.
Okay.
If you're talking to multiple girls, giving them a hint.
You can like a lot of people. I mean, I can like a lot of people, DJ AC.
Oh,
little sister.
All right, so...
I can like a lot of people.
He says he can do all this stuff, but I can't. I won't.
Because you're a little... You're my little sister. I got to make sure that you're straight. I got to make sure that everything's okay with you. You understand?
That doesn't even make sense.
Because I'm just trying to protect...
What?
My sister from being hurt.
How would that hurt me?
It's not going to hurt you. Nothing's going to hurt you. What the heck? I said, look, nothing's going to hurt you because I have to protect you from something bad happening.
I don't understand.
That's what I tried to sing a song for, but apparently you didn't understand. And they can't really hear you because you're far away.
I have a question. So do you think it would hurt me more if I was a hoe or if I was not a hoe?
I feel like the best thing. This is relationship advice.
Listen, you're taking advice from this guy. The one that ruined situations.
Okay, I ruined some situations with some great people. Some people that weren't that good. And I didn't listen to DJ AC.
Thank you!
Because...
He's not listening. He don't listen.
Because the thing is, once you get to a certain place, which you gotta understand to think with your head and not your heart. Okay? You always have to think about that. Okay? And never think about things from your emotional standpoint, but from your, I don't even know what the place is called. Let's just call it our intuition, okay? I like that word, our intuition. You got to think about it from there. I gotta look up that word again, but I'm pretty sure I'm using it in the right in the right instance at the moment. So yeah, I feel like the best way, you don't give everybody your time and everything, because that's not gonna work. You know what I mean? Because nowadays, right? You know how many, like, I don't even go in the DMs often. You know why? Because you know how many dudes going in everybody's DMs? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. No one's gonna fall for you like that. You're out here saying, oh, you're so beautiful. I love your eyes. What?
Weirdo.
What are you gonna say to that?
If someone slides into my DM saying like stuff like that, like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Hey, hello, whatever. Stuff like that.
Her girls do that.
Yeah.
So what is it? So you're just gonna be one of the girls? Man, you don't know how to stand out. That's why I do things in person. It's better. And then you could say whatever you want in text. But you don't. That's why I don't DM often. What are you going to say? I love your style and aesthetic. It doesn't go good. Like, what are you? Some kind of scholar? You know what I mean? What is it? Some design thing? Oh, God must have spent his time on you. What? Okay, chill. Like, what is... Okay, you desperate people need to calm down. And the only way you're going to be able to keep this one girl is if you have more. You understand that?
Oh, my God.
You understand that?
No,
Matt. Nah, I'm giving advice.
He's literally just said...
If you're
listening... The only way you can keep that one girl is if you have more.
It's true. Because then you pass the not ugly test. I'm telling you, man. Telling you, this is just the way it is.
There is ugly people that are hoes, and I don't understand.
No, because the thing is, they pass the ugly
success.
Test. It is a success. Anyway, look. So, so look. These people. You know, if you have one, it's like, what's she gonna say? She's gonna be like, she has all these other people that want her, okay? Regardless. What? Girls have more options than dudes. I'm sorry. Okay? Unless she's really ugh.
No.
Okay. Unless that happens, you know? Okay, so that's what you gotta do. You gotta understand that.
I do not support this decision.
So what do you? So DJ AC, what would you say to this?
What would I say to you being a hoe?
But well, it's you're not being a hoe because look, I tried.
Right?
Exactly. You guys went to one of the episodes.
Tell me it's not the
Sometimes
same
I forgot
thing.
I got a ring. Loyal to the game, I cannot cheat.
To the game.
Money on my plate, I gotta eat.
To the game. You hear that? To
it's not a game. That song was misinterpreted by a lot of people. But anyway, let's not go. We're not talking about that, okay?
Anyways, and then he's a hoe and he doesn't. And he
it's
knows
not
that.
Called a hoe. It is called. Actually, there is hoes. Because, but the thing is, it's a difference. Because I'm not hurting anyone's feelings that much. I am. Some people.
The good ones.
Good ones? Girl. Just one good one that happened. And then she got crazy.
Exactly, because she was hurt.
Okay, I mean, it was my fault. I did some things in the past, you know. But, I mean, it was a bad decision. Everyone said, oh, my gosh, you're so stupid. Like, every single one of my friends and every single person that knows about this situation. But still, it's like life moves on. It sucks because... Let's not go... I don't want to get emotional.
Yeah, I cry.
I don't cry on this because I'm strong. Okay, so DJ AC, how would you explain your situation like this?
A situation like this? I wouldn't even go for it. If I knew someone had as many options as you have or had.
Had, because I cut my hair. I have zero. It's the sad truth, people. Do not cut your hair unless you're going through a personal evolution in your life that you need to go move on and make sure that you're the best version of yourself. Or it will look better and you look like a matted nest. Mess. And nest.
Bars. Don't cut your hair, please. That's a bad move.
Unless whatever works, don't fix it. Okay? And explain
if
what
it
you
ain't
saying
broke,
before.
Don't fix it. What was I saying? Oh yeah, I wouldn't even want to talk to someone if they had as many options as you did. Okay. I wouldn't. Who would want to do that?
A lot of people.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people wouldn't.
I'm gonna say something.
What?
Sixth law of the 48 laws of power. All attention is good attention.
Okay. Does it mean...
So the more people talk about you, the more cred you got.
Okay, but Roman, that's not what I'm talking about. Say if I wanted to be in a relationship, right? Uh-huh. I wouldn't go for a hoe like you. Not a hoe, or someone that has many options.
I'm your bro. Don't call me a hoe.
You are a hoe. I don't care what you say. You are definitely.
Hey, no. Let me explain what a hoe is. A hoe has to be in a relationship.
No,
I do not support
a
that.
A hoe doesn't have to be. That's a cheater. That's different. That's a cheater. That's not a hoe.
Look, okay, if you're in a relationship, you don't cheat. That's messed up. Okay, that's messed up. But if you're not in a relationship, what are you really doing?
If you're in the talking stage. I mean, I kind of get that. If you're in the talking stage.
It doesn't matter.
It's whatever. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
I mean, people might care, but so what?
And I literally make it known that I'm not trying to claim anybody. And then I'm a hoe. Come on now.
It's because you have multiples and you be talking all this stuff, so...
Talking all that game, baby. I'm Steph Curry for the game.
No, when you're talking all that stuff, that's kind of messed up. But
girl acts like she knows my conversations.
I don't know your conversations, but I do know you, and I know what you be saying.
Look. It's important.
This is not advice because you're literally advising people to talk to multiple people.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Let me go give you advice from the Bible.
That goes along with what I am saying. This is not a relationship. This is whole phase advice.
No, this is the truth, man. This is what you need to be taking in.
But if I did this, what would there be a problem?
No, because you're my sister.
What? You just said so it wouldn't be a problem?
I mean, not really.
You should
I mean,
say
if
no,
you if you're going through a path like me, then it's not. Okay? If you're going through a path like me. Okay? But if you're going through your own path, I don't know what your path is. Okay, here we go. Here we go from the Bible right here. I'm going to tell you straight up as it is, like I told you before. Let me see. Where is it? Proverbs 31. Okay, everyone. Okay, Proverbs 31. We go verse 3. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. Okay? Do not spend your strength on these girls, bro. So why get more, man. Okay, wait. No. It's saying, no. Okay, let me go back. Focus on you. Focus on you. That's what I meant to say. Okay. I didn't say get more. That's not the, that's the opposite of what it says.
It's completely opposite.
Focus on you. Okay? Do not waste your strength, okay? It says strength, okay?
Okay,
you gotta do that.
That's not what you're talking about, though.
Okay, yes, I am. You gotta focus on you.
Okay, you never even said that. Those words didn't even come out of your mouth until.
Because the thing is, if you don't.
Because we were just talking about. It's.
DJ AC, calm down. I know you're angry.
No, I'm not.
Because this is perfect advice.
This is not perfect advice.
Look, it is.
No, it's not.
Because look, if you focus on you.
We can agree to disagree.
If you focus on you.
Unless you want me you to be have, a hoe.
I'm not.
Not a hoe. Have many options.
I mean, it looks worse on a girl. I'm not going to lie. It does.
It does look worse on a girl.
But the thing is, it does. It does. So I do not advise you to do anything. But you choose your path. As I said before, choose your path, walk your path with pride.
Imagine you saying that to me.
And look.
You're not even.
You understand what I'm
saying.
You're
not
even. Look, because the thing is with me, my situation right now is I have a goal that I'm going to reach. Okay? And it's not being the best podcast in the world. I'm sorry for my viewers listening. Okay? But this is important. That I achieve this goal in my dream. So when I achieve it, I don't want anything holding me back. And the worst thing that can hold you back is a relationship. So never get comfortable, but don't be gay. Okay? I said that, right? That's good. Good advice?
I don't even know what to say.
It's good.
It's okay, I'll just look.
So, DJ, so you got any more advice? That's for the men out there. For the women, what would you like to say?
How long is this?
It's good enough. I mean, it's not good enough. I mean, I feel like you should pour in your.
I mean, listen, coming from me, I don't think you would get the best advice. I give pretty good advice when I'm in the moment. But then I'm not in the moment.
All I'm saying is,
try not to be like him. And have multiple options. Because you're going to definitely.
Had multiple. Your boy ugly and lost everything.
Anyways, don't have multiple options.
Do not cut your hair. If it looks good. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
I said don't have multiple options. Because you're definitely going to get a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about the women here.
Anyways, you're probably
I don't know because I'm a guy. You know? I'm just saying. You speak for the girls, I'll speak for the guys.
And then, not only a bad reputation, you're just like, I don't know. It's not good to have multiple options, in my opinion. I mean, it is sometimes, and it depends on the situation that you're in.
Thank you.
You know, I probably.
I mean, no, this is for the woman.
I mean, it depends on the situation that you're in. And if you're like, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Because, listen, if I'm just going to.
I haven't heard anything.
I didn't talk like that. Anyways, so I'm going to ask you a question, actually.
Okay.
So if you're like talking to a girl that you actually. We're playing with the dinosaur.
Okay.
If you're talking to a girl that you actually really like. Mm-hmm. And you're, like, talking. Like, she starts to like you. Mm-hmm. But and you don't have anyone else, right?
That's sad. You have to have someone else.
No. We're just saying this because most people don't.
Oh, yeah, because of my whole head being shaved.
No, not because of your head. Because most people, well, not most people. Some people don't have a lot of people. Well, or options.
That's
listen!
The best option listen! To get options.
Can you just listen?
Who would go?
I'm okay, asking okay. you the question.
Okay. I just let me just add something.
No. Just, no, you don't need to add nothing. You, no.
Okay, if you have a job and someone offers you $100, would you take the $100 or you say, no, I got a job?
No, I got a job. Why would you get the $100?
No, just offers you $100.
Oh, I thought you meant quit the job.
So get options.
I thought you meant quit the job.
No, just offer you $100. Would you say, no, I got a job? Don't give me money? No.
Well, actually, it depends on who the person is.
Well, say, hey, here's $100. You're just a nice person.
But you don't know where that money's coming from.
Doesn't matter. Would you just take it? It's just a nice old person. Say, oh, I feel like blessing you. Here's $100.
If it's an old person, I'd feel bad.
But they're rich and they drive a nice car.
Okay, so you didn't mention all that. Now you're just like, what if? Listen, that probably would never happen. And yes, I would take the $100.
I'd be exactly. Like, keep your options 100? Open.
Just kidding.
Well, that's not nice.
I'm just kidding. That's messed up.
Old don't people say that. Are special. Full of wisdom. And your question was? I just answered you.
My question, all right, can you just listen?
Yes.
My question was, what if you had, like, you had a girl that you actually really liked, right? Listen, don't interrupt. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and she liked you too, right? Uh-huh. And then, but you didn't have nobody else. Listen,
I didn't say anything.
And then you didn't have anybody else, right? She's actually the only person you're talking to. And you actually really, really like her. And you want to be in a relationship with her.
Uh-huh.
But then you find out she has all these other people.
Okay.
Would you be broken? She have all these other people. And she's actually saying the same thing to all these other people. All these other dudes.
Do not flip this on me and say, well, that's what you're doing. Okay? Because I'm just saying two plays ahead like chess.
How would you feel? And she's saying the same thing to all these other dudes.
Well, the thing is, I advise always having options.
Oh my gosh. No, let me I said your answer. How would you feel?
Okay. If I was going through a phase where I got real desperate and I had this a bad head. What was with the accent though? A bad head.
No.
I would feel bad for that person. That would obviously never be me.
No, I'm talking about you. This
in
is
that
you.
In that situation.
This is the situation. This is you.
Okay, that would never happen.
I would feel bad for that person.
And I'd go take them through this training session.
I'm saying this is you.
This would never be me.
Okay, no, I'm just saying. Pretend it was.
Okay, pretend it was. I would be heartbroken because that was me. And guess what happened? Your boy toughened up and gave this advice.
That's why he's like that. Guys, that's why he like that. Because he got heartbroken by
I did never get heartbroken.
You can't tell me that when you're running around the house screaming and crying. Don't tell me you weren't heartbroken.
I was not crying.
You were most definitely crying.
I didn't cry.
Most definitely. Anyways, that's all we have for you. He's advising you be a hoe. I'm advising you not to be. Unless you're in a situation where you can be or should be.
Should be like me. See,
from you ain't got nobody. Don't die.
Okay. Well, like when I grow my hair back,
all right,
it's a different story. Okay. Roll with the flow, radio.
DJ AC,
and we out because Wooks is fired.